Okay, guys, welcome back to another podcast. This is going to be a little bit longer on the side, so just letting you know straight up. So today we're going to be talking about some good stuff. First, about my life. Second off, things to do to calm you down if you're having like a little bit of a downtime. And three is things that you could accomplish. So in my life, yeah. I live next to neighbors who got their house on fire. They got on fire. It was just a sad story. And that made me depressed for a while because I was only 7. And they got lit on fire. And I was just sleeping. And when I woke up, the house was on fire. It's just a scary feeling in your body. And this kid pissed me off. He said, "Oh, you know how to get raped. That's what you did. I knocked his ass out." And it's messed up that he would say that, so that's why I did it, because he said, "Oh, you raped them, you did everything." I just couldn't handle it, to be honest. I mean, I'm going through some bad things in my life right now. I'm an adult now, 18, I'm going through some shit, but I'm just sad all the time now that he said that in 2017, and now, like, I'm just like, fuck it. My life, my dream is to be a helpful mentor or like a teacher. I do like podcasting sometimes, but my real goal is to be like a teacher or a mentor. And, so guys, I get mad a lot because of my depression, anxiety, all the shit in my head. And it just makes me so damn mad because what I learned in my lesson is don't be mean and don't be harsh. Because, like, I would get mad all the time. Like, I have anger problems, so I'd get mad all the time. And then just swear, and I regret that a lot. So, one thing I found cool is rapping or walking. Or even just playing a game that's simple and not like Call of Duty, but like something that's not gonna make you angry. Cause I know Call of Duty upsets a lot of people. And I totally get it. And if you guys are trying to find good shit in your head, like you're trying to find like a good place. What I would do, if you're in, like, a mad situation, I would just think about positive. Like, if someone's made fun or something, just say hi, bye. That's all you have to say, and it works for me. When I see someone, I just say hi, bye. Like, people that I don't like. But I'm telling you, this is, like, I just love to talk about my life to people. I hope you guys do understand. I've been through a lot. I got a rod in my leg because I got hit by a car. My head was bleeding. I have a rod, a freaking big ass shoe that I get made fun of with. And I also have some minor brain injuries. So it's like not that bad. Just short term memory loss. And so we were talking about like the pettits, one of the neighbors that happened. Yeah, so I was upstairs one night and like I slept, and when I woke up, mom was gone, my dad was gone, babysitter was here. I said, "Where's mom and dad? They're at work," but she had to say that so I didn't get sad because it was right next door to me, the fire. So I was very angry once I found out. And I missed them. They gave me their trampoline because, like, they died. She was only, like, 7, 13, and I think 18, the three kids were. And it's just sad. I mean, I can relate to that shit because I get mad a lot. But I think about pain, and it just, like, gets me in the opposite direction. So I started trying to use drugs. Like, when I was 13, I tried a vape. 14, like, a cigarette. $15 weed, $60 lean, just to get that feeling out, because I've been lonely, and I feel like when I'm mad about that shit, I just automatically storm off, and I literally walk away, or I would just swear. Like, it's one of those two. It's just part of me. I have anger issues, but I just don't know anymore. Like, I mean, I like listening to music. It does calm me down, but still, your best bet is, and if you're good, if you like rapping, and you just don't think you're gonna be good, you have to think of positive, like, oh, I'm gonna be a good rapper. Oh, or I'm not gonna be a good rapper. Well, never say that, because you could be the next celebrity. Like, I used to be, I know a lot of people. I mean, I have 21 followers on SoundCloud, but that's good. I have 21 fans. So you guys, if you're, like, trying to get famous or some shit, you gotta show you're out there. Like, I would make YouTube videos, but also make, like, some like music on like audio recorders or something, and then post them. But my favorite thing about it is I know someone famous, and that's all I need to know. And I'm not down for rich and fame. I just want to be paying for my mom and dad, because I want to be positive. Like the neighbors, when they died, sad, and I kind of get mad at my mom and my dad. So if I come famous, I'm going to pay them some money just like to say thanks for everything in my life, because I'm having a pretty good life. I mean, I drove a sports car for the first time. I bike, I skateboard, and yeah, do a lot of that shit. But if you guys try and get the point, just stay calm. If you're having a really difficult time, you could always contact me. I will put shit in my next video later. But I really appreciate all you guys who's watching. And you guys tell me in the comments or something if you could relate to me. Because, like, there's probably a few of you, maybe all of you, that could relate to me. Like, how I'm just mad at the world or something. But I really do appreciate you guys joining. Thank you, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.